about vaping. Do you vape? And has it helped you quit smoking? And do you buy your vapes, your vape products, from a store, or do you go online? Because it almost reminds me of the cannabis industry, where you can go into, you know, a cannabis store, and people who have the CanSell certificate can sell cannabis products to you. But there's also the black market out there, and you can order a lot of products that you can't buy at a store on the black market. For example, edibles we were talking about. You know, the cap on edibles is 10 milligrams. On black market for cannabis, you can buy, I've seen 500, I've seen 1,000 milligram edibles, which is ridiculously high, but it's black market. And a lot of people, a lot of regular users say, you know, they need to lift some of these restrictions on the legal store to alleviate people going to the black market for it. That seems to be what's happening with vaping as well. This week, almost 2,000 Canadians tell Health Canada, stop unnecessary vaping regulations. Vaping Rights, I guess. Rights for Vapors is the website. We're going to speak to Maria from Rights for Vapors when we come back. I'm going to ask her what these unnecessary vaping regulations are and why almost 2,000 Canadians are talking to Health Canada to stop these unnecessary vaping regulations. When we come back, talking about vaping. Keep it here. It's the Dan McDonald Show.
Through this challenging time, Milady Funeral Home is continuing to help families with caring professionals devoted to providing for your immediate needs or advanced planning. We're deeply committed to the well-being of guests and staff. Be assured that safety measures are in place, including live streaming for gatherings and consultations in person, by phone, or online. We're here to help. Please call 519-728-1500 for more information.
I'm Mallory, and I was walking home one night when an impaired driver hit me. He had been overserved in two bars before getting behind the wheel. If the servers would have called him a cab instead of serving him more alcohol, my life would be the same as what it used to be. I think servers play the biggest role in keeping us safe because it's up to them what state the person's in when they leave. Refusing service isn't personal. It's the law.
A message from Mad Canada.
Yeah, look at weather. AM 800 weather brought to you by Advanced Basement Systems, Windsor's most referred and trusted basement, crawl space, and foundation repair company, serving all of Windsor Essex for over 18 years. Well, today it's a beautiful sunny day. A little crispy out there, though. Wind chill. Minus 15, high of 2 today. Tonight, clear, increasing cloudiness after midnight, low minus 2, wind chill minus 8 overnight. And Wednesday, cloudy, 40% chance of rain showers or flurries late in the afternoon, high of 11. Wednesday night, cloudy periods, low minus 7. Thursday is going to be a sunny one, high of 1, going down to minus 7 Thursday night. And Friday, another sunny day with a high of 5, low minus 6 Friday night. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 4. And Saturday night, cloudy periods, low minus 5. Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 8. Right now, it's beautiful, sunny. I'm ready to bundle up and go for a walk. Minus 3, 27 Fahrenheit.
At BDO Debt Solutions, we don't judge a book by its cover. We know that debt can be a battle, but it's not the whole story. With a little help, we believe that everyone is capable of finding their own path. By providing you with dedicated support and one-on-one counseling, we can help you reach your goals and live debt-free. Your next chapter is waiting. Talk to a BDO licensed insolvency trustee today. Call 1-855-BDO-DEBT or visit debtsolutions.bdo.ca to book a free consultation.
Hypotenuse, does our new Martindale door keep cooled out and heated?
That's me, talking about Martindale windows back when I thought I knew big words. But now, I know that Martindale's doors really do keep cold out and heat in. Their innovative fiberglass, steel, or wood doors feature superior insulation, airtight seals, and multi-point hardware to keep you safe. And beautiful styles and price options aren't just a hypothesis, it's the truth.
Choose the windows and doors used by better builders. Visit martindalewindow.com.
Bedroom Depot wants you to adjust to a better night's sleep and save big. Our adjustable beds not only help with circulation, it also helps with sleep apnea. On sale now, only at Bedroom Depot. And for local news and weather, go to am800cklw.com.
Not all home gyms are created equally. Learn how to tell the gems from the junk with Mike Uwarski of Finer Fitness this Saturday morning at 5:30 on AM 800.
Coming at you through the airwaves to talk about what's happening right here and right now.
This is the Dan McDonald Show on AM 800.
We smoke too much, drink too much, have a blessed day.
absolute downtown. Ain't gonna pass me by.
Well, hey, welcome back, and good morning. It's Dan McDonald talking about vaping. So this week, almost 2,000 Canadians are telling Health Canada, stop unnecessary vaping regulations. They've written to Health Canada to say no to nicotine level restrictions. They're basically saying we need effective education and enforcement programs, not barriers that limit the choice of vaping products to adult smokers. And joining me on the phone right now from the website Rights for Vapers is Maria. Maria, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having us. I really, truly appreciate this.
Absolutely. So to stop unnecessary vaping regulations, what are the unnecessary vaping regulations?
So based on the research that we've done and the information that Health Canada has shared through media sources and their website, currently right now we're looking at a nicotine cap, capping nicotine at 20%. Health Canada has also been quoted in a CBC article stating that they are going to impose flavor restrictions. Based on our intelligence, we're looking at flavor restrictions, including everything, and leaving just tobacco flavors on the market, and also 20% tax, which the Standing Committee on Finance, and it was recommendation 120, that they add a 20% tax to vaping products. So these three types of regulations mirror what has happened in Nova Scotia. Flavor ban, nicotine cap, 20% tax. And what has happened is within the first 3 months of that regulation happening, there was a 23% increase of tobacco sales at the convenience stores. So wow. What we are seeing is we don't need to, like, the proof is there. You create these prohibitive regulations, pretty much creating prohibition, building a black market, but there are people that are going to go back to smoking.
And really quick, just to kind of break each one down, the 20 milligrams, the cap that's on it right now, what would vapers like to see there?
Here's the thing, is when you're looking at people, and this is not just about vapers, I think what we're forgetting is the smoker, the individual who has not had that opportunity to, or is not ready emotionally, psychologically, to quit smoking. We're creating obstacles to make it difficult for people to quit smoking. And smokers are the people that carry the heaviest burden. 1 in 2 Canadians that are smoking have a chance of dying early from their addiction. And this regulation ignores the reality. And it's not in the best interest. 5 million Canadians still smoke. Vaping is the most popular quit aid used by Canadians, and that's according to the Canadian Tobacco Nicotine Survey.
So basically, people who want to quit smoking, I know, turn to vapes to kind of help out with that. The 20 milligrams, is that not a sufficient amount of nicotine? Is that what the issue is?
I don't believe that it's a sufficient amount for everybody.
Right.
So
right.
People smoke differently. Addiction is so personal, and what you need to reduce your addiction and reduce the harm from your addiction becomes a personal matter. And vape shops and responsible vape shop owners are helping people. Does everybody need 20 milligrams? No. But we should not add an obstacle. And also, right. Even in, and Health Canada has acknowledged in their, it's called a regulatory impact analysis statement. And this is what Health Canada does when they propose a new regulation. And they actually accept the fact that people who are dual users, so individuals who smoke and vape, because they're, you know what, at that point, and again, harm reduction is about reducing the risk and reducing the harm. So one less cigarette is harm reduction. But they've acknowledged the fact that most of these people will return to smoking. Like, it just blows my mind that they have a goal of less than 5% of Canadians smoking by 2035, but they keep passing regulations that neutralize e-cigarettes.
Now, I'm wondering, too, the pandemic, it shone a light on a lot of different things this pandemic, but during the forced lockdown, a lot of retail businesses back in March, April, even May of 2020, I believe some vape shops were shut down. Did a lot of people return to smoking in that time, I wonder?
I can speak on behalf of people that I have met. Yes, it was easy to do it because convenience stores were available. We also have a survey on Rights for Vapers, which we're just in the process of analyzing and asking people, what did you do during shutdown? Did you return to smoking? Because COVID and the lockdowns in the province of Ontario are a prime example when we remove and restrict and prohibit access to vaping products for those that are using it to be smoke-free.
I want to also add
one other thing is that during the lockdown in Ontario, and this is in Canada, two sets of new regulations were implemented since COVID lockdown, and in Ontario specifically, another set of regulations were implemented for vaping products. So we were regulated, and the industry continued to be regulated during lockdown.
Wow. So right now, as the rules are, let's look at Ontario. Right now, are we doing vaping right for people who vape and who want to quit smoking? Is it good as is right now?
In Ontario, we have some of the best regulations in the country. Vaping products that are flavored, that are over 20 milligrams, are offered inside of specialty vape shop only. And the great thing about specialty vape shops is it's a 19-plus environment. You're not allowed to advertise outside. No one under the age of 19 is allowed inside of the store. You need to have your windows covered, similar to what we're seeing with cannabis stores and everything like that. So those restrictions, which we're talking about making it more difficult for underage people to access vaping products, are working, in my opinion. You see less and less people trying to sneak in or buy for someone else. And we're not looking at the things that work. We're not looking at the regulations on paper. Currently, there's a regulation federally that if you supply a vaping product to a minor, you can go to a federal prison for up to 18 months. But no one's bothering implementing and enforcing the regulations of restriction.
I also want to talk about the Save Our Flavors campaign. If the government were to ban all e-liquid flavors, with the exception of tobacco, how would that impact people who use vapes?
A lot of people use flavors to make it easier for them to not want to smoke again. And that's a simple fact. Adults enjoy flavors. We have restrictions currently on what we can call things. So all these people, they're saying, oh, well, they're marketing cotton candy and Nerds or whatever. We are not. Our flavors and the flavors have very specific names, and you cannot use candy or confectionery or anything like that. People will go back to smoking.
Right. It sounds not unlike the cannabis industry right now, where a lot of people take issue with, lower dose edibles, and it's moving them to the black market. The black market for vaping products, I'm just curious to know, how strong is the black market for vaping products? And is that where we're hearing about all the problems with certain products not being safe?
Here's the thing, what people don't understand about the Canadian vaping industry. Since 2010, manufacturers of e-liquid have upped their game. Products that you find inside of specialty vape shops, convenience stores are manufactured in ISO GMP labs. Everything is traceable. We know when a product was made. There is a sample sitting on the manufacturer's desk. What we don't know, and e-liquid is simple to make at home. However, it's not simple to make safe liquid at home. We don't know the environment that something is made in. And when we look back in history, and we don't even have to go back more than 2 years ago, black market products cause problems. And I am, again, through Rights for Vapers, we want to create safe products, good access for adult smokers, because adult smokers deserve health equity and social justice. We need to stop treating smokers like second-class Canadians in this country. Because we smoke, we should not be punished to only vape a tobacco flavor. It's perpetuating the same stigmas that they used in the 1980s. We're looking at anti-vaping groups, which are public health groups, that are using fear to force people and shame people into quit my way or die. And it is so hard to see that, because I see people every day, 50, 60, oh my God, 50 is not old, I'm almost 50, but 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds, I know. But you see people, and my best example is Bonnie. Bonnie discovered vaping at 71. Bonnie is now 77, smoke-free, nicotine-free, vape-free, because she was vaping her lemon tart. And Bonnie deserves to have access. Yeah. And this is what we're getting.
Absolutely, 100% with you on that. I don't understand what all the hubbub is about, especially if the result is people are returning to smoking cigarettes. Now, I know there's a deadline coming up, March 4th. If somebody does want to have a say in this, best way to do that and let their voice be heard?
Head over to rightsforvapers.com. There is a link. Click on the link where it says have your say with the government. You can send an email. If you are someone who supports someone who uses a vaping product, you too can send an email through there. We're almost at 2,500 people who have sent an email. There are also postcards to help with the proposed future flavor ban at vape shops. Guys, do not smoke. Sorry, this is what I'm going to say. Do not judge someone who has chosen vaping as their way to quit smoking. Celebrate that they are smoke-free. We need to remove the judgment. We need to remove the stigma from an addiction that kills 100 Canadians a day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on today and for spreading the word about this. It is actually very, very important, and it's great to hear your perspective. Maria, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That is Maria from Rights for Vapors, rightsforvapors.com, and it's the number 4.